This historical phase also marks an alteration in the forms of governance. The earlier kingship is replaced by the emergence of democracies. Democracies can only be secular since every citizen has equal status. Their institutions have representatives from all sections of society, each having rights of equal status. This helps to integrate the secular, the democratic, and the national. In a true democracy, the right to dissent and the need to meet the demand for social justice are core concepts. Since it includes all citizens and they are legally of equal status, a democracy cannot be other than secular. These broad historical changes have been taken as among the markers of modern times. I would like to begin, however, by discerning more general features of dissent in terms of how dissent is recognized. Those dissenting do not always proclaim themselves as dissenters. Sometimes they may not even be fully aware of the degree to which they are dissenting. One of the more obvious ways of recognizing dissent is to mark the presence of the